39. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. And being in the house of Simon the leper, there they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. As Jesus sat at meat, there came Mary to him, having an alabaster box of a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly. And she broke the box, and poured it on his head, and anointed his feet, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. But when some of his disciples saw it, they had indignation inside themselves. And Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, said, "To what purpose is this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for more than 300 pence and given to the poor." This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief, and had the bag, and bore what was put therein. And they murmured against her. And when Jesus understood it, he said to them, "Let her alone. Why trouble you the woman? For she has wrought a good work upon me. For you have the poor always with you, and whensoever you will, you may do them good. But me you have not always. Against the day of my burying has she kept this. She has done what she could, for in that she has come and poured this ointment on me, she did it to anoint my body beforehand for my burial. Verily I say to you, whenever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she has done shall be told for a memorial of her." Many people of the Jews, therefore, knew that he was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom he had raised from the dead. But the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death, because that by reason of him many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. And it came to pass on the next day, when they drew near to Jerusalem and were come to Bethphage and Bethany at the mount called the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent forth two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go your way into the village opposite you, in the which at your entering it immediately you shall find an ass tied and a colt with her, whereon yet never man sat. Loose them and bring them to me. And if any man say anything to you, thus shall you say to him, because the Lord has need of them. And immediately he will send them here." All this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken as it is written by the prophet, saying, "Fear not, tell you the daughter of Zion, behold, your king comes to you, meek and sitting upon an ass, and a colt the foal of an ass." And the disciples that were sent went their way and did as Jesus commanded them, and found even as he had said to them, the colt tied by the door outside in a place where two ways met. And as they were loosing the colt, the owners thereof that stood there said to them, "What do you? Why loose you the colt?" And they said to them, even as Jesus had commanded, "The Lord has need of him." And they let them go. And they brought the ass and the colt to Jesus, and they cast on them their garments, and they set Jesus thereon. And a very great multitude that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, spread their garments in the way, and others took branches cut down from off of the palm trees, and went before to meet him, and spread them in the way. And when he was come near, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, and the multitudes that went before, and they that followed, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, and cried, saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the King of Israel that comes in the name of the Lord! Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that comes in the name of the Lord! Peace in heaven! Hosanna and glory in the highest!" These things understood not his disciples at the first, but when Jesus was glorified, then remembered they that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things to him. The people therefore that was with him, when he called Lazarus out of the grave and raised him from the dead, bore record. For this cause the people also met him, for that they heard that he had done this miracle. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said to him, "Master, rebuke your disciples!" And he answered and said to them, "I tell you that, if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out." And when he was come near, he beheld the city, and wept over it, saying, if you had known, even you, at least in this your day, the things which belong to your peace. But now they are hidden from your eyes. For the days shall come upon you that your enemies shall cast a trench about you, and compass you round, and keep you in on every side, and shall lay you even with the ground, and your children with you. And they shall not leave in you one stone upon another, because you knew not the time of your visitation. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. And Jesus entered into the temple. And when he had looked round about upon all things, and now the evening was come, he went out to Bethany with the 12.